This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. More than 135,000 South Louisiana households have applied for FEMA assistance thus far. But many of those who've received their awards already are, shall we say, disappointed.
When FEMA first come in and announced 33,000, that's what people heard. It's that one line soundbite. And everything else, they don't hear that. And, it's not true.
Thursday, State Senator Bodie White grilled Louisiana Recovery Director Mark Riley about the discrepancies. Riley said some have gotten the full amount.
Of the 49,000 people that have been inspected, a little over 1,000 have received the max award to date.
Most of the people in my area that I talk to either don't qualify or it's substantially a fourth of that, maybe a fifth of that. Is it income-based and asset-based?
It's not income-based.
Riley, who works for GOSEP, not FEMA, said the max award only comes with maximum damage.
That's some money in your house. That's rental assistance. If you had a damaged car, if you had damaged appliances. So it's kind of a combination of different things.
There's an opportunity to bundle that 33 to different losses. But if you decide you just want to do a straight loss on your house where you could get back in it, you can't do that.
You're right. I've heard a lot of people a little frustrated that they see the damage to their house being much greater than $33,000, and yet they're not getting the full amount. I think that the max you can get just on your house is $17,000.
For the rest of your losses, the feds provide SBA loans. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.